بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله قدما سيد الله سبحانه وتعالى يحب رسائتنا انت اللي عنده بدا 13 جزء of the Quran. The first portion of Ramadan, I actually even forgot to mention about it. أوله رحمة. The first portion of the month of Ramadan is when the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ. The second portion of Ramadan, the middle 10 days, is wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives in abundance. وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ. And the last portion is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives many people from the fire of Jahannam. So respected elders and friends, let us try to make those type of dua also. Oh Allah, have mercy on me, forgive me, free us from the fire of Jahannam. From what was recited tonight, in the first portion we heard the completion of Surah Yusuf, right? But that we have, mashallah, spoke about many times, completed many times. There is much more to it, even with regards to the story of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Yesterday we basically only discussed the building of the ship. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi of Allah who preached to the people for 950 years. Imagine how many different things had happened during that time. But Allah give us this amount of time, inshallah, we make use of it. And obviously there is after the flood also, just to make your tongue a little bit wet. After the flood also, what happened, that also inshallah we carry on with sometime when we get there. Tonight what we want to discuss about the section وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. The speech of shaitan after the decisions have been made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah what will happen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that people will be going around to say مَنْ يَشْفَعُ لَنَا. Who is going to speak to Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is going to ask Allah Ta'ala to ease things, to even start with the reckoning. To even start with the reckoning. Respected elders and friends, condition will be such on Qiyamah that man will be standing and the sun will be 1 mile above his head. 1 mile above your head. At this moment in time, how far is the sun from us? How far is it from us? I don't know, I can't think. We learned the stuff, I forgot it now. How many light years?
There's
a 93 million miles. And Allah Ta'ala move it the earth a few degrees away and then we freeze, and then Allah move it a few degrees closer and then it's all. Respected elders and friends, that day when the sun will be 1 mile above the head of man, the difficulty that the human race will experience at that time, before the commencement of the judgment. It was when people will go around, فَيَأْتُونَ Adam. They will go to Adam and they say, oh Adam, go and speak to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Let's get proceedings started. When it is so difficult, then man does not worry at that moment in time what is the outcome. He wants to get out of what his problem is now. Isn't that normal? A person is in a financial trouble now, you want to get out of now, you don't think of tomorrow. Right? So this is the nature of man. And they will go from Nabi to Nabi to Nabi to Nabi until they come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that when everybody will approach me, I would be sitting at that time. When everybody will approach me to speak to Allah Rabbul Izzat, to go and make shafa'a by Allah Rabbul Izzat, I will then get up from my place. When I stand up, the smell that will emanate from the place where I was sitting will be such a smell that mankind have not smelled before. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, when I stand up from there, Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant me nur. From the top of my hair right until the bottom, my toenails my body will become full, enlightened with Noor. And in this condition, I will then go and speak to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that point in time, respected elders and friends, from their decisions will be made of who is going into Jannah, who is going into Jahannam. Allah Rabbul Izzat save us from going into Jahannam. Respected elders and friends, when people will be going into Jannah, there will be few that is in trouble. It is mentioned Nabi alayhi salam will again go and intercede on their behalf. Nabi alayhi salam will again go and intercede on their behalf. Until the time when whoever is supposed to enter into Jannah, may Allah make us from amongst them, they will all be granted entry into Jannah. Then the kuffar will turn around and say, who can we go to for? To go and speak to Allah on our behalf. Then everybody's attention will eventually come towards Shaitan himself. It will come towards Shaitan himself. And then they will go and ask him, Shaitan, go talk for us. We listen to you. We listen to you. So go and speak for on our behalf. It is mentioned in a hadith of Nabi alayhi salam that a throne will be set up for him made of fire in Jahannam. Shaitan is a jinn. Right. He has been created from fire. Right. So a throne will be set up for him of fire in Jahannam. And he will then ascend his pulpit or his mimbar or his throne or his chair, whatever it is. The description of it is not, I didn't actually go and do further research on the description of it itself. But it is just mentioned that a throne will be set up for him. And he will then sit on the throne and then he will say these ayat, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. Shaitan will say when everything has been concluded, the people will tell him, oh Shaitan, go and talk to Allah. He will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. That verily Allah had promised you what He promised you as the truth. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ, I also promised you, فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ, but I went against my promise. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ, you have no claim against me, إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ, excepting that I invited you, فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي, you answered the invitation. The fault is not on the invited, the fault is the one who accepted the invitation. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي, don't blame me, وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, blame yourself. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي, I'm not going to cover for you, you're not going to take my punishment, I'm not going to take yours. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ, I myself disbelieve in what you ascribed as partners for me. I disbelieve in those things which you ascribed as a partner unto Allah Rabbul Izzat. You used me as a partner for Allah. I myself disbelieve in what you used to believe in. Allah says, إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Verily for those who have oppressed, there is a severe punishment. There is a severe punishment. Then skip a few lines further on. Can we carry on? وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ, a bad word is like a bad tree. اُجْتُثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْقِ الْأَرْضِ, it started growing its roots on the top of the ground. مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ, it has got no firm ground. It's not firm. Anybody pull it, anything, pull the... Allah says, it's like a weed that has grown on the ground. Anybody pull it, anything pull it, it fall down, finished. It's got nothing to it. Respected elders and friends, this verse, under these verses, the tafsir is made of it by some ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I did mention to you sometime that I will explain to you with regards to what happens to the soul at the time of death. Now this is where it actually comes in. You got the energy to go, I will explain. Right. It is mentioned that at the time of death, that amount of malaika come to present in front of a person mudda basaru, as far as his eyes can see. As far as his eyes can see. So, best to do picture yourself laying there. Right? Or anybody that you have seen passing away. Or any person that you have made ghusl of. Or any janazah that you have seen laying there with the face open before they now made the ghusl and covered everything. Right? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that so many malaika come to the person, as far as his eyes can see, he sees that amount of angels come. Now the hadith explains the good first and the bad. But because these ayat, I first said the bad side of it first, so I'll explain that and then we'll do the good after that. Right? Jibreel, the angel of death, he comes and he sits by the head of a person, good or bad. He comes and he sits by the head of the person. And in the instance of a bad person, may Allah save us from this. He says, Ayyuhan nafsul khabitha. Oh, you filthy soul. Oh, you filthy body. Oh, you filthy soul, come out from that. Ayyuhan nafsul khabitha, ukhruj min jasadil khabith. Oh, you filthy soul, come out of the filthy body. La ilaha illallah. On many places, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions different things with regards to that. The soul then tries to run into the body. It hides away into the limbs of the body. The soul then tries to go. It doesn't want to come out. It doesn't want to come out. And it is mentioned at that point in time, the malaika hit the joints of a person starting from his feet. They beat him with something that if they had to hit a creation of Allah on the face of the earth, he would have died instantaneously. They beat his limbs, then the soul moves, then it goes that way, then they hit it and they hit it until it comes. That is the one version of it. The other part of it is where Allah Ta'ala mentions, I can't remember which juz it is in, where Allah Ta'ala mentions that the soul is ordered that now come out of the body. It doesn't want to come out of the body, but it is instructed and it has no option. Eventually it comes out of the body in such a difficult way. It is mentioned that it is like throwing a cloth over a thorn bush. And then you pull the cloth and everything rips apart like that. This is the way the soul comes out of the body, the amount of pain that is experienced by the person at that time. It is mentioned that the malaika come with a cloth or a bag. And as the soul comes out, the angel of death barely handles that soul with his hands, and the other angels take it and they put it in this bag. It has got such a foul smell. It has got such a foul smell that everything on the face of the earth can smell it besides man and jinn. The soul is then taken by the malaika. As they leave from that place, every angel that they pass, curse it. Every angel that they pass, curse the soul. May Allah's curse be upon you because you did not do what you were supposed to do. Then it comes up to the first heaven. The soul then comes up to the first heaven. At the first heaven they ask, who is it? They say, Fulan ibn Fulan, so and so, the son of so and so. The question is asked, what type of a person? And the answer is given, not a good one. Such, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, such bad names are used for the soul, that if anybody had to be called that type of names in his lifetime, it would have been a means of utter disgrace to him. From there is a verse of the Holy Quran, I'm trying to think what is it, where the soul is thrown from the sky. فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرُ أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ صَحِيحٍ. I can't remember what's the start of the verse. Come guys, help me. Say again. فتخطفه الطير أو تهوي به الريح في مكان سحيق. The meaning of it is that the soul is thrown from the first heaven. It is flung, it is thrown, it is as though it falls. Allah mentions it in the Holy Quran. That soul falls from the first heaven right back down to the face of the earth. The soul is thrown from the first heaven back down to the face of the earth. By that time, it is the duration between when the body is on the going through all the processes of getting whatever until it is buried. That soul is returned into the body when the body is placed into the
qabr.
وَمَن يُشْرِك بِاللَّهِ, that person who ascribed partners unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, it is as though he is falling from the first sky down to the earth. فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرِ, in such a way that he will be passing by the birds. أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ سَحِيقٍ, or his soul could even be blown away when there is a very strong wind. It is thrown from on top. They leave it just like that. Oof, there he fall down. Do you know where is the first heaven? The first heaven is after all the stars stop. All the galaxies, whatever they've seen on with telescopes and all the different galaxies. After that is the first heaven. Allah mentions, وَزَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا, we had beautified the sky of the world with masabih, with lanterns, with stars. So after the stars is finished, that is where the first heaven is. So from there on top, this person is dropped, his soul is dropped back down. When he is placed in his grave, the soul is returned to the body. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when the last person take a few steps away from the qabr. Some narrations it is mentioned, when you take 40 steps away from the qabr, the two malaika have come. They have come to come and question you. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that they come with such a very huge, whether it is a hammer or a mallet or something very attacking type of thing. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, O Nabi of Allah, what will happen? Which person in his right mind would not be in a state of shock and fear when he sees this angels coming with this very huge thing in front of him? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to that. Allah mentions, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ, those who believe in Allah, Allah will give them the capacity and the ability to answer. It is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when this person is then in his grave, the angels make him sit up. When we put the coffin, the mayat in the grave, then the last thing they tell you, loosen up the bands around the coffin, isn't it? Yeah. This is the reason for it, because when you're in there, they say sit up, and then you will sit up. Then they question the evil person, Mar Rabbuk, and his reply will be, La Adri, I don't know. Ma Dinuk, what is your deen? And he will reply, La Adri, I don't know. They will ask, ماذا تقول في هذا الرجل, what do you say about this person? And Nabi alayhi salam will be shown to them. And they will say, لا أدري, I don't know. And they will tell him, فإنك لا تدري, it is undoubted that you didn't know. You don't know. Respected elders and friends, this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that the punishment of the grave is haq. It is a reality that is faced by man, and yet man is ghafil of it, is ignorant of it. It is mentioned that when they leave from there, the grave is allowed to squash this person until the ribs from the one side will go into the ribs of the other side. Then the malaika return and they hit him with this thing that they have in their hands. They hit him with it, and he becomes dust instantaneously. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat gives it, let his body come back again, then they hit him again and it goes back to dust. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Respected elders and friends, on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala mentions, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Verily, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give them the capacity to answer right, to have the right words on their tongues. It is mentioned that when a good person is to pass away, and he is lying down, or he's sitting, or whatever the case might be, again the malaika come mudda basaru, as far as his eyes can see. Where does this mudda basaru, as far as the eyes can see, comes in? How many times have we not been to people or seen people passing away and he's dead and his eyes is open? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِذَا ذَهَبَتِ الرُّوحِ. When the soul departs, after the soul has departed from the body, تَبِعَهُ الْبَصَرِ, then the sight follows. Then the sight follows. That is why more often than not, you will find the eyes of the person open. Respected elders and friends, in the same way, then the angel of death sits by your headside. Allah grant us that type of death. Where he sits by your headside and he mentions that I know you and I know your father and I know you your entire life. There is a narration that is mentioned that every day, 5 times a day, the angel of death wipes his hand over your face and he tells you from the day you were born until the day you die. He does that to you every single day. And that is generally done during the times of Salat. So that person who performed his Salat on time, the angel of death will in himself tell the person that I know you, I know what you used to do. And this is that time that you have been promised about. On the third last page of 24. What is that? إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله. Verily those who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord, ثم استقاموا. Then you remain steadfast on what you have believed in. تتنزل عليهم الملائكة. The angels descend at the time of your death. Allah تخافوا, they tell you don't be afraid. ولا تحزنوا, don't be sad of what you're leaving behind, you're going to better. وأبشروا بالجنة, they give you glad tidings of Jannah at that time, before your soul have departed. Sometimes you see Allah give them mercy, we've seen people die. And at the time of their death, they have a smile on their face. Why will they have a smile on their face when they're dying? How many times have we not seen people die with a smile on their faces? Allah make us from among them.
Amen.
Respected elders and friends, then they tell the soul, come, أَيُّهَا النَّفْسُ الطَّيِّبَةِ. Oh, good soul, come out from a good body. مِنْ جَسَدِ الطَّيِّبِ. Come out from a good body. That body that stood in the worship and the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and friends, the soul itself comes out of the body. How many times didn't we see that a good person is going to leave this world? You turn your head that side, they busy with something and you came back and you was gone. How many times didn't you hear that type of story? Why does it happen so? The soul is not struggling to come out of the body, it comes out willfully. It's my time to go. And comes out of the body. The malaika that had come present, they come with a kafan from Jannah. It is made from white silk. It is brought in front of you. The soul is placed into that kafan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that the smell of that kafan is so beautiful that if people had to smell it, nobody would have disbelieved in Allah. Every creation besides man and jinn can smell it. And then the soul is taken up in this kafan. It is mentioned that every angel that it goes by greets it. Assalamu alaikum. They ask, who is it? They say, so and so, the son of so and so. And such good names are being used for this person. And hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that the person is called by the name that people used to call him by on the dunya. He's known by that name. There's some examples I want to give, but I won't be in trouble. Right. So you will be called by that name. Even the malaika know that you are called by that name. And they will say, this is so and so, this is, and the malaika will greet you by your name. Because remember, they know us. They have to write our deeds. They have to present what we do in front of Allah. They have to bring conditions upon us which has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every salat that you made, they were there present to write down about it. Every tilawat of Quran, the malaika, they know you. They know us. They know us properly, better than what we think we know ourselves. So as you are going up, they greet you. Salamu alaikum so and so. May Allah be pleased with you. May Allah be pleased with you. May Allah give you goodness. And then the person comes up to the first heaven. Who is it? And they say so and so. And the door of the first heaven is open. And the person continues like that past the seven heavens with all the malaika greeting him, congratulating him, making sure that he is comfortable and is happy where he's going. His soul is then allowed to come in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There, for at that point in time, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, "Uktubhu fil 'illiyyin." Write his name from amongst those who have exalted. La ilaha illallah. And then the person is sent back, brought back. He's not thrown back. He's then brought back to the body. It is mentioned that when the ghusl is taking place, the soul can see who is present. But the soul is returned into the body when the person is placed in his qabr. When the person is placed in his qabr, his soul is returned into his body. Then the malaika come in the same condition, no difference. They come in the same condition. Respected elders and friends, we're supposed to know of their coming. Nabi alayhi salam informed us about it. We're not supposed to be surprised at that time. Then they tell you, sit. And you sit up. Then they ask you, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Lord? This is where Allah mentions, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Allah gives the capacity to those who believe in Allah to give the right answer. They say, Allahu Rabbi, Allah is my Lord. Many people that we have given, you know, the ending of the janazah, when we give the talqeen, then they hear the voice from on top, just as a reminder. When they come and ask you, this is the talqeen that we make. وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمَلَكَانِ, when the two angels come to you. وَسَأَلَاكَ, and they come and ask you, مَنْ رَبُّكَ, who is your Lord? Then we tell the person that we're burying, فَقُلْ سَيْ رَبِّي اللَّهِ, Allah is my Lord. Then they ask you, مَا دِينُكَ, what is your religion? Then you say, my religion is Islam. ماذا تقول في هذا الرجل? Then they show you Nabi alayhi salam. Who is this person? Obviously, we've heard the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We've listened to his words so many times, you will have to recognize him at that time. They're not going to give you a trick question, this one, that one, that one. No. They will show you Nabi alayhi salam. And then you give your answer, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who I believed in my whole life. What type of life did you love? I followed the Quran, I obeyed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and friends, after that, it is mentioned that those angels leave from there. And before they leave, they give the instruction for the grave to open 70 arms length. Yesterday we did the hadith, we did the explanation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, who was 60 arms length, and that was 70 meters. Right. Now a Muslim's qabr is open for more than 70 meters in and around him. Then it is mentioned to him, it is shown to him, to both actually, the disbeliever, the wrongdoer, and to the Muslim. Both are shown their place. If you did right, this is your place in Jannah. And if you did wrong, this would be your place in Jahannam. You will see it when you are in your grave. This is the result of it. And from there, for a believer, Allah Rabbul Izzat had instructed, the window, the door will be opened from Jannah. And there will be a fragrant smell that is coming in that qabr. There is a beautiful smell that you have never smelled in before in your life. Then the person will say, "Oh Allah, I want to go and see how is my family." Then Allah Rabbul Izzat and the Malaika will tell him, "Uskun, relax, la leela." Relax. We learned that word from the Malaysian tradition. Relax, don't worry. And a person will then say, the first question that the person will ask after that in his grave will be, "Mata sa'a?" When is Qiyamah? Bring on Qiyamah. Bring it on. I've passed through my starting, I'm ready to go. And that question will be asked, he will ask it a number of times. When is Qiyamah? Bring on Qiyamah. Come, let's have Qiyamah. He's ready. He's fine. He's okay. Allah make us come. But he will be told, relax. And that will be the resting place of a man until Qiyamah. Respected elders and friends, we are in the month of Ramadan. Let us ask that Allah Rabbul Izzat grant those of our families, our friends, those people who used to make salat with us, who have passed on, Allah give them that type of a qabar. And on the day when we have to leave, may Allah give us that we leave this world with iman. Amen.